Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
413 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Kind of making our way through the week here. Weather-wise, holding up real nice. Austin will be in to talk about that in a few minutes. Also checking in on traffic. But right now, three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Mayor Reeves has confirmed that the bids for the reimagined Palafox Street project have surpassed the allocated $9 million budget. The city will need to secure an additional minimum of $240,000 to advance the initiative. The project includes enhancements to Palafox Street, spanning from Garden to Main Street. If the necessary funding is obtained, city officials want to start construction the first week of January.
Number two.
The trial of former Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Dr. Ben Brown, scheduled for May 4th. Brown was arrested in June of last year and charged with manslaughter related to the 2023 death of his wife. Hillary Brown experienced cardiac arrest while undergoing several procedures performed by her husband at his office in the Tiger Point area of Gulf Breeze.
Number three.
The former Navy OLF-8 landing site located on Nine Mile Road has been rebranded as Outlying Fields. Tri-W developers are currently engaged in the due diligence process, assessing and gathering property data. The proposed plan involves dividing the project into five districts, which will include a central town hub. It is 4:15. Austin Price in with the weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Yeah, actually a lot to dig into here on the roads early. We do have some backups on Scenic Highway. This is going to be as you are traveling westbound, right as you're starting to merge with Davis Highway. That's going to be sending you back east towards Pace. We do have some backups there because of an accident reported in that area. Also, if you are traveling on 9 Mile Road, this is going to be westbound towards University Parkway. We do have some backups there because of an accident reported. Outside of that, it's just a couple of our usual spots. Mobile Highway, traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees currently. Low of 65 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear heading into your Thursday and Friday. May see some slight rainfall chances on Saturday night bleeding into Sunday. But of course, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Tomorrow's high currently sitting at around 86.
Here's your top local story this hour.
Well, work is beginning on the new terminal at Pensacola International. Local leaders were there for a groundbreaking today. Airport Executive Director Matt Coughlin.
It's a great day to celebrate our path moving forward, and with the new terminal and modernization program here at the airport, it's going to be a huge project, a game changer for the community, and we're just glad to be here to afford people the choice in their travel options around this country and around the world. And this is a great day for it.
The new terminal will have five gates and open doors for more nonstop flights and larger flights and planes. The new terminal could be operational by the fall of 2027.
And we're one day away from this year's Pensacola Interstate Fair. The two-week event begins tomorrow with Dollar Day. Admission and rides will only be $1 all day long. Our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, putting on their big lip sync battle at 7 p.m. Admission $14 for the rest of the 2 weeks, but Super Saver tickets are available at half price through today.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, a Texas couple is facing child neglect charges in Walton County after allegedly leaving their six-month-old baby alone on Miramar Beach for nearly an hour. Matt Murphy has the details.
Deputies in Walton County, Florida, responded to Miramar Beach after reports of an unattended infant under a tent. Witnesses said the parents had walked away with three other children, leaving the baby behind. Good Samaritans cared for the child and alerted authorities. When the parents returned, police say they admitted they left the baby for a nap and claimed they lost track of time. The child was evaluated and found to be in stable condition. Brian and Sarah Wilkes of Houston were arrested and later released on bond. The Department of Children and Families took custody of all four children, and the case remains under investigation. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
A Marion County teen is facing charges after allegedly faking his own abduction and triggering an Amber Alert. Deputies say the 17-year-old staged a shooting, damaged his phone, and fled on a bicycle with camping gear. He was later found in Williston with a handgun and self-inflicted gunshot wound to the leg. The teen is now charged with presenting false evidence, shooting into a conveyance, and making a false report and illegal possession of a firearm.
Dozens of Florida school districts are targeted by bomb threats. Lillian Wu has the report on News Radio 92.3.
The FBI is investigating after more than 40 school districts in Central Florida receive bomb threat emails. The threats, sent Tuesday night to school superintendents, alleged there were bombs in schools and demanded payment in Bitcoin. Officials in Brevard County, among the targeted counties, saying these threats are not considered credible and appear to be part of a hoax intended to solicit money. They made no changes to the school day and said there was no indication of danger to their students or campuses. Officials in Sumter County, where schools also received the emails, have, out of an abundance of caution, increased law enforcement presence on campuses. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Broward County Public Schools has amended its cell phone policy to now let high schoolers use their devices during lunch, effective immediately. Superintendent Dr. Howard Hepburn was against the policy change in support of keeping the bell-to-bell ban, but the school board voted 5-4. The cell phone ban remains in place in elementary and middle schools per state law, and of course the parameters of cell phone usage in schools has been an increasingly pressing issue throughout the entire Sunshine State in recent memory.
Well, let's not forget Florida's sales tax-free holiday on hunting, fishing, and camping supplies continues through December 31st. This includes guns and ammo. It'll be the state's last sales tax holiday of the year, but some hurricane supplies are permanently tax exempt.
All right. And Rick Scott celebrating what he calls big wins for Florida. The senator talked yesterday about the National Defense Authorization Act. The Senate passed the NDAA last week. Scott says it includes pay raises for our troops and $950 million for critical military construction projects throughout the state. And he says that the NDAA supports our troops and keeps future generations of Floridians and Americans safe. Knocking on the door of 420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And when we return, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. A lot going on the streets at this time. We'll also get some hard-hitting national headlines for you, just like we always do this time every hour, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenworth Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS.
New South Proud!
Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the awarding of the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Trump to Charlie Kirk posthumously and the amazing comments made by his widow, Erica, in that ceremony. The very interesting letter on immigration and immigration policy issued by Bishop William Walk of the diocese locally. Read the letter in its entirety on the air and talked about its significance. And we talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. This is not going to make a lot of senior citizens happy here. And the ongoing government shutdown delaying the Social Security cost of living adjustment for over 70 million Americans. Ted Linder's in with more.
Originally due this week, the announcement is now expected October 24th. The delay tied to the unreleased Consumer Price Index is making it harder for retirees to plan their finances. Advocates warn the projected 2.7% increase won't keep pace with rising costs. Some lawmakers are pushing to change how the numbers are calculated, factoring in expenses like health care. New benefit amounts will be shared in December, with changes taking effect January 1st. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Well, stocks ending mixed. Very strange day in the markets today. Let me turn it over to Hillary Barsky. She's in with those numbers.
Stocks ending mixed as investors focus on the latest batch of mostly upbeat earnings reports while monitoring trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Big banks continue to deliver robust earnings. Shares of Bank of America rose over 4% after posting a 23% jump in profit, becoming the latest major U.S. bank to benefit from the summer's mega deals on Wall Street. Morgan Stanley saw its profit surge 45% in what its CEO touted as an outstanding quarter. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, J.P. Morgan Chase and IBM, the Dow decliners, Travelers, Honeywell, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow down 17 points, the Nasdaq higher by 148, S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. A lot of action going on the roads right now. We do have a little bit of backups if you are traveling westbound on Highway 98. This is the Navarre Parkway if you are passing Hurlburt Field, passing the Arby's, if you know where that is. Also got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And as for Pensacola, just some of our usual spots, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also got some backups on Mobile Highway near the intersection with Michigan Avenue. That's where Michigan meets Softly Field Road. But our worst looking spot right now is Scenic Highway. If you are traveling towards the merger with Davis Highway to start sending you into Pace, we do have an accident report there that is causing some heavy backups and is pushing you back to Olive Road. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Next couple of days are going to be sunny, mostly clear, sending you off into your weekend. Tomorrow's high sitting at around 86.
426 News Radio 92.3. Have you been walking around here thinking, I've meant to do something today, but I can't quite remember what it was? Well, despite a government shutdown, the federal tax extension deadline is still today. Details from Hillary Barsky. She's back in.
Regardless of the shutdown, the tax man is still on the job, and taxpayers who ask for an extension by the April 15th tax filing due date will have until today to file without penalties. Although the IRS confirmed over 34,000 employees, which is nearly half of its staff, were furloughed on October the 8th, the agency's shutdown contingency plan keeps some customer service agents at work. Around 19.8 million Americans requested extensions this year, according to an IRS report. If you miss today's filing date, the IRS will charge 5% of the amount due for each month or part of the month that is late, up to a maximum of 25%. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Temporary restraining orders are blocking the deployment of National Guard troops to Portland, or at least that's going to be expected. A federal judge issued the ruling Wednesday as the two orders were set to expire this week. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is considering a stay from the federal government that could allow the troops to be deployed.
Okay, a federal judge is signaling an order blocking federal workers from being terminated during the government shutdown. Here's another thing they're going to throw into the mix on us. Jaron Halpert at the White House this afternoon with more.
District Court Judge Susan Ilston is granting a temporary restraining order, putting on hold for now layoff notices to thousands of federal workers. At a hearing in San Francisco, the judge said evidence suggests the Trump administration is taking advantage of the lapse in government spending to assume all bets are off and that laws don't apply to them, calling the actions arbitrary and capricious. More than 4,000 government workers have already received reduction in force notices. The White House budget director says as many as 10,000 could be laid off and entire agencies closed. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Zohran Mamdani says it's too early to give President Trump credit for the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire. In an interview with Fox News earlier this afternoon, the Democratic Socialist candidate for New York City mayor said he wants to see lasting peace before any credit's given. He again said if elected, he would arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu if he were to come to New York based on a war crimes warrant from the International Criminal Court. Mamdani reiterated his number one issue, if elected, is making NYC affordable for working class people.
Well, this is a demand for former Biden administration prosecutor Jack Smith to testify. He's been hiding for a while. Ryan Schmeltz has that story.
In a letter first obtained by Fox News Digital, House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan wants to schedule an interview with Jack Smith over what Jordan alleges were partisan and politically motivated prosecutions of President Trump. Smith was the special counsel during the Biden administration who brought criminal charges against President Trump in the 2020 election and classified documents cases. Congressional Republicans have been sounding the alarm over the recent revelation that Smith allegedly subpoenaed phone records of GOP lawmakers. A representative for Smith had no comment. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
President Trump is touting his efforts to combat crime in U.S. cities. Alongside FBI Director Kash Patel at the White House, he said crushing violent crime is the top priority of the FBI and said that the FBI has arrested thousands of violent criminals so far.
Well, a judge dismissed a lawsuit today by young climate activists against President Trump's energy policies. Fox's Carmen Roberts in with a story on News Radio 92.3.
A federal judge in Montana throws out a lawsuit by youth activists challenging President Trump's pro-fossil fuel policies, citing lack of jurisdiction. The activists, including young people who won a landmark climate trial against the state of Montana, sued in federal court claiming the president's orders would worsen global warming, violating their constitutional rights. The judge said the plaintiffs had shown overwhelming evidence of their claims, but that the request was unworkable and should be addressed by lawmakers, not the courts. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Well, let's not forget, Northview High School's Fellowship of Christian Athletes is hosting the Fields of Faith event tonight. Do this over in Tommy Weaver Stadium. The free event begins at 6 o'clock in about an hour and a half from now. Fields of Faith is a national student-led Christian initiative, and they will get that out. And if you're thinking about maybe buying or selling that home, here's your mortgage numbers for you. Coming up in 5 minutes.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. An attempt to reopen the government once again fails to pass the Senate today as the shutdown drags into a third week. Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
The ninth time was not the charm for a stopgap measure to reopen the government, as once again only three senators who caucus with Democrats joined all but one Republican, with the measure failing to reach the 60-vote threshold to break the Senate filibuster.
Earlier, a federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the government shutdown. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's plane made an unplanned landing in England on its way back to the U.S. following a crack in the windshield.
The plane landed based on standard procedures, and everyone on board is safe, including Hegseth. Hegseth was flying back to the U.S. from Brussels, where he had met with NATO defense ministers.
Fox's Jaron Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
This is it.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. In the aftermath of Penn State firing James Franklin, what other big jobs could be opening up in college football? The obvious one is Florida, as I don't think Billy Napier is the right man for the job, nor will he last the entire season. And even though they've been getting screwed by the officials, Hugh Freeze simply isn't winning enough games at Auburn, and they should look somewhere else, too. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to kick off the fun? Chumba Casino is your go-to game plan. During halftime or overtime, from spinning slots to instant scratch-style cards, it's like running the perfect play. All from home. New players score a free welcome bonus and daily logins with a shot at some serious prizes every time you play. Get in the game and visit ChumbaCasino.com today. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Stanford University Saturday?
Tap the News Radio app.
Tap the app.
Download our News Radio Pensacola app. And Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., tap the app.
Tap the app.
For your chance to win.
Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app.
Tap that app.
The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Mayor D.C. Reeves has confirmed that the bids for the reimagined Palafox Street project have surpassed the allocated $9 million budget. The city will need to secure an additional minimum of $240,000 to advance the initiatives. The project includes enhancements to Palafox Street, spanning from Garden to Main. And if the necessary funding is obtained, city officials want to start construction in the first week of January.
Number two.
Well, the trial of former Gulfport East plastic surgeon Dr. Ben Brown is scheduled for May 4th. Brown was arrested in June 2024 and charged with manslaughter related to the 2023 death of his wife. Hillary Brown experienced cardiac arrest while undergoing several procedures performed by her husband at his office in the Tiger Point area of Gulfport East.
Number three.
The former Navy OLF-8 landing site, located in Nine Mile Road, has been rebranded as Outlying Fields. Tri-W developers are currently engaged in the due diligence process, assessing and gathering property data. The proposed plan involves dividing the project into five distinct districts, which will include a central town hub.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a video by DHS Secretary Kristi Noem is playing in airports nationwide, but not here at Pensacola, the international airport. The airport uses its video wall solely for paid advertising. Airport Director Matt Coughlin has suggested TSA install their own equipment to support the DHS initiative.
All right. And a 65-year-old motorcyclist was hurt in a crash on Michigan Avenue. Happened around 5 o'clock last night. FHP says the rider was headed east on Michigan towards Marcel Drive. Two vehicles in front of him had slowed to turn when he went around and accelerated, and that's when he crashed into an SUV that was turning out onto Michigan Avenue. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Nobody else was hurt in the crash.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Blake Snell struck out 10 in 8 scoreless innings of work in Game 1 of the NLCS. In Game 2, Yoshi Yamamoto was also incredible. He went the distance, throwing 111 pitches to beat the Brewers 5-1. LA heads back home with a 2-0 series edge over Milwaukee. Dodgers catcher Will Smith behind the plate for both gems.
It's been incredible. That's probably the two best back-to-back games pitched ever that I've seen. So just glad they're on our side.
All right, Brewers got a home run from leadoff man Jackson Churio on the very first pitch from Yamamoto. Milwaukee managed just 2 hits the rest of the way. ALCS continues tonight in Seattle. The Mariners have a 2-0 lead on the Blue Jays. Shane Bieber gets the call for Toronto as Seattle counters with George Kirby. Elsewhere, Alex Bregman plans to opt out of his contract with the Red Sox. Last offseason, if you recall, didn't find a home until the start of spring training when he agreed to a 3-year deal with Boston, obviously with opt-outs after the first 2 years. Hockey, the Rangers were shut out last night by the Oilers 2-0. New York has played 3 home games so far this season. They've failed to score a goal in any of them. That's an NHL first. Here's head coach Mike Sullivan.
You can't always control whether the puck is in the net or it doesn't, but I think if we just stay with it and we don't get discouraged, we just get determined here, we're going to be okay.
All right, Rangers will have to wait nearly a week for their next home game. They go on the road for games at Toronto and Montreal before returning to host Minnesota next Monday night. News from the NFL, former Jets center Nick Mangold, a 2-time All-Pro, said on social media he's got kidney disease and needs a transplant, type O blood. All right, for more scores, stories, and features, please go to foxsports.com. I'm Jay Berman.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
There's 2 games on the college football schedule tonight. Delaware will head to Alabama to take on Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State is 3-3 on the year. Delaware's 3-2. Not a terrible start for an FBS newcomer. Elsewhere, UTEP taking on Sam Houston. This is going to be game of the year, Chris. UTEP is 1-5. Sam Houston, 0-6.
Okay, let me just run down the games on the high school level here coming up this weekend on Friday night.
All right.
Central at Vernon, Pace Pine Forest, Tate at Booker T. Washington, South Choctaw Academy at Jay, Bluntstown at Northview, Gulf Breeze at Navarre, that is what they call the Beach Bowl, West Florida at Milton, Pensacola High at St. Michael Catholic of Alabama. Bye week this week, well, it's Catholic, Pensacola Catholic. They're going to rest up this week. And on the side of UWF, their schedule for Saturday, they're going to face number 9 West Alabama at Tiger Stadium in Livingston, Alabama. West Alabama, by the way, did some homework here for you. Won at UWF 35-33 in double overtime last year.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are number 1 in multiple NFL power rankings after Sunday's dominant win over the 49ers. Tampa Bay's defense racked up 6 sacks and 2 interceptions in the 30-19 victory. Quarterback Baker Mayfield, of course, has continued to be statistically successful, and he's leading a resilient squad in spite of several key injuries. The Bucs now head to Detroit for this upcoming Monday night matchup against the 4-2 Lions.
441 News Radio 92.3. I want to remind you about this. The 18th annual Bud Light Charity Challenge Tennis Tourney, presented by Pensacola Sports, returning to the Roger Scott Tennis Complex this weekend, the 17th and 18th. Tomorrow, at this very time, 4:35 tomorrow afternoon, Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports, she will join us, and we'll be talking about that tournament and what it means to our community.
All right, and Jason Kelce responding to recent posts about next year's Super Bowl halftime show. The former NFL player said on Tuesday that there were several fake quotes attributed to him online. Posts linked Kelce to at least one quote that said, "If Bad Bunny is a bad fit for the Super Bowl, then maybe the people making these comments are a bad fit for America's future." The ex-Philadelphia Eagles center told his followers that unless it came directly from him or his platforms, the quotes are not real.
Here's today's health news.
Well, open enrollment for Medicare beginning today. Tanya J. Powers has more.
During open enrollment, beneficiaries can make changes to their Medicare plans, including switching between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. They can also add or drop coverage like Medicare Part D for prescription drugs. The government shutdown should not affect open enrollment because it is covered under mandatory government spending. However, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid has furloughed many of its employees, so people will likely have longer wait times to get questions answered. Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th. For more information, go to Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Protein powders are in the spotlight over possible high lead levels. Consumer Reports say that it analyzed 23 protein powders and shakes and found more than two-thirds had more lead in a single serving than what experts say is safe to consume in a day. The FDA has no oversight over supplements like protein powders. Consumer Reports is asking the FDA to set strict limits.
Hundreds of medical centers in three states are being affected due to a strike by thousands of health care workers. Tanya J. Powers has the story on News Radio 92.3.
About 31,000 registered nurses, pharmacists, midwives, and other frontline Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers are on the picket lines demanding better wages and more staffing to keep up with patient demand. Their five-day strike kicked off on Tuesday and affects 500 medical centers and offices in California, Hawaii, and Oregon. They're asking for a 25% wage hike over 4 years, while the California-based healthcare company has countered with 21.5%. Kaiser says health clinics and hospitals will remain open during the strike, with some elective surgeries and procedures being rescheduled. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A new study shows that cancer patients will increase their chances of living longer if they quit smoking. Believe it or not, researchers monitored more than 13,000 cancer patients and found 13% smoked. Those who kept smoking had nearly twice the risk of dying within 2 years compared to those who had quit. The research was published in the Journal of the National Comprehensive Cancer Network.
Love the dog stories. Here's you got one for you coming up. Lisa Brady has more about how dogs could help you screen for cancer that you're talking about.
Wow.
A little bit advancing the story, as we say.
This is House Call for Health. We all know it's important to stay on top of regular cancer screenings, but what if we could put it in the paws of experts? Using a beagle's remarkable sense of smell, health startup Spotted Early has created a test for people to get pre-screened for cancer and increase chances of early detection. In Spotted Early's initial clinical trials, they say the dogs detected cancer with 94% accuracy. The pups are picked for the job because their sense of smell is 100,000 times more sensitive than ours. To even be considered, each beagle has to be trained as a sniffer dog already, then go through a rigorous training process. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, Lisa Brady, Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3, 15 away from 5 o'clock. Well, Austin Price, he's all ready. I know he's been prepping for this one. Traffic and weather together now.
Yep, I'm on the edge of my seat. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Our worst-looking spot so far has been Scenic Highway. This is going to be as you are passing Olive Road, heading towards North Davis Highway, right as you're fixing to head over the bridge towards Pace. We did have an accident report in that area that's causing these backups to push you back well past Olive Road. So that's the main area we're keeping an eye on for you. Also got some issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. On I-10, if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, got some backups on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, look out for Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 65 tonight, sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week heading into the first half of your Saturday, and tomorrow's high only sitting at around 86.
Throughout most of this week, we've been telling you about all the bad weather up north and the west here. Calmer weather now. Things are kind of calming down now for much of the U.S. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean in and has a look at your Fox weather forecast.
A fairly quiet weather pattern has set up across the country before the next storm system ramps up. The risk of heavy rain and flooding has subsided for Southern California after yesterday's deluge. They're still on alert for mudslides and debris flows despite the calmer weather. Showers and thunderstorms will fire up over the Plain States and the Upper Great Lakes through Thursday, while heavy snow is still piling up over the Sierra Nevada region and the Rockies. Some of this energy will travel eastward and bring stronger storms through the weekend for the eastern half of the U.S. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
69 days before Christmas. How does that make you feel?
Kind of jolly.
Yeah, I hear you. Shoppers bracing for higher prices as we head into peak holiday shopping season. Lillian Wu is on News Radio 92.3.
Most consumers are expecting the economy to weaken in the year ahead, according to a Deloitte survey of some 4,000 people. The number of pessimistic respondents growing to 57% from 30% last year. That's the most negative economic outlook since Deloitte began tracking it in 1997, and even tops results from 2008 during the Great Recession. Average anticipated spending, just under $1,600. That's 10% less than last year on holiday items, which 77% expect will cost more than last year. The group slashing spending the most, Gen Z, those 18 to 28, planning to spend roughly 34% less than last holiday season. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Drug maker Novo Nordisk has started a round of layoffs in the United States. The move comes as the Danish company behind popular weight loss drug Wegovy looks to cut jobs globally and even reduce costs in a battle with U.S. rival Eli Lilly. U.S. layoffs will continue through next week. Morgan Stanley today posting third quarter earnings that beat expectations by the largest margin in nearly 5 years. The bank said profits surged 45% from a year earlier to $4.61 billion or $2.80 a share. Revenue rose by 18%. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow off the pace by 17, the S&P 500 gained 26, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up by close to 150 points. Crude oil futures for November delivery are up slightly. They're under $59 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, President Trump is directing the Pentagon and White House Budget Office to ensure military members are paid during the government shutdown. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A lapse in pay for active duty military personnel presents a serious and unacceptable threat to military readiness, President Trump says, ordering in a national security memo for the Pentagon and the White House Budget Office to use unspent funds to pay service members. The order says funds used for military pay and allowances during the government shutdown should be those that are determined to have a reasonable and logical relationship to pay for military personnel. The Coast Guard falls under the Department of Homeland Security. Secretary Kristi Noem has indicated Coast Guard members will also be paid during the shutdown. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Average American new car buyers are paying record high amounts. According to Kelley Blue Book, the average buyer paid just under $50,100 in September, which is the first time the figure has ever topped the $50,000 mark. The record high is being paid despite automakers and dealers offering new discounts and incentives.
Here's a good opportunity for some kids. A college in Kansas now offering one-of-a-kind program that allows students to earn bachelor degrees in auto restoration.
Oh,
good business here. Max Gordon reports from McPherson, Kansas.
We are diving right into auto restoration here at McPherson. 23 different cars that they are currently restoring, some really cool ones. This is a 1930 Franklin, and then over here we've got a 1932 Ford Hot Rod. It's been all chopped up, a really cool program, and we talked to some students all about it.
Coming from high school, you know, you might have one or two friends that kind of like cars, but maybe not quite as obsessed as you. And then you come here and everybody's just like you.
I knew I liked working on cars. I knew I liked working on old cars specifically. And there's no other program like this one. So in my head, this is the only place I could have possibly gone.
McPherson students are learning skills that are very much in demand. According to a study from TechForce, the U.S. will need hundreds of thousands of new automotive technicians over the next several years.
The greater Los Angeles area is seeing a decline in reality television production. A new report from Film LA says that between July and September, there was a 21% drop in overall TV shoot days. The total number of shoot days was 4,380. That's down more than 13% compared to the same period a year ago. The data does not reflect the full impact of California's newly bolstered film and TV tax credits, which were passed in early July.
Justice Department seizes a record $15 billion in Bitcoin in the largest forfeiture in U.S. history. This is a story, and here's Gary Baumgarten.
Agents targeted the Prince Holding Group in connection with a crypto scam based out of Cambodia, but they are still looking for the 37-year-old ringleader who is charged with running forced labor scam compounds across the country, where workers were violently disciplined. Images of beatings included in the unsealed indictment, prosecutors say the company was a front for one of Asia's largest criminal enterprises. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Just about 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for you this hour, followed by some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on this Wednesday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games?
Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app
to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
By the hand that cast my grain, my faith grows cold.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To choose the Bible. Survival.
4:55 News Radio Pensacola. Hope you're having a great day. I'm glad you have us on. We do appreciate that. Austin Price doing his due diligence and homework here, taking care of the traffic and weather together this afternoon.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Dell Technologies. Your new Dell PC with Intel Core Ultra helps you handle a lot when your holiday to-dos get to be a lot. Get yours at Dell.com/deals. Looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty eventful hour so far. We do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and also had some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got a couple of busy intersections going on right now, most notably Palafox Street and Burgess Road and Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. Those spots always giving us trouble. Last but not least, we got Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Drive and Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 65 tonight, sunny mostly clear, heading into your weekend. Tomorrow's high sitting at around 86.
Here's today's pop culture news.
The band Perry, with original roots out of Mobile, now down to just one of its original members. Michelle Polino has the report. If I
die young. Reed Perry is leaving the band Perry after 20 years, making his sister Kimberly the group's only remaining original member. He posted the news on Instagram, writing in part that he'll now focus on managing other artists, including The Voice alum Ryan Coleman. Kimberly Perry wished her brother well, writing, "Reed, wishing you the most wonderful successes in your new era. Love you, brother." The band Perry, formed by siblings Kimberly, Reed, and Neil, broke out in 2010 with If I Die Young and went on to win a Grammy for Gentle on My Mind. The group announced a hiatus in 2023 as they each pursued solo projects. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It appears fans of female rap legend Nicki Minaj will have to keep waiting for her to release a new album. She took to X on Wednesday to inform fans that she is not going to put the album out anymore, and she even tagged hip-hop mogul Jay-Z in her post. Jay-Z, his Roc Nation label, and executive Desiree Perez have become targets of recent social media rants initiated by Minaj. She simply wrote, quote, "No more music, hope you're happy now." But she did not provide details on her reasoning for postponing the release of the album.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. It's been a while since we've heard the phrase, "Let's go, Brandon." Remember that phrase a few years back?
I do remember that.
But a free speech dispute involving the saying on T-shirts playing out in a Michigan courtroom. Here's Tom Rigotti.
The phrase became an online sensation in 2021, not long after former President Biden took office. NASCAR fans were chanting a vulgar phrase about Biden, but a network TV sports reporter at the time claimed they were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," and an internet meme was born. The phrase appeared on T-shirts, and two boys in Michigan wore them to Tri-County Middle School in 2022 after getting them for Christmas. School administrators ordered the boys to remove the shirts. Their parents filed suit, claiming the school violated the boys' First Amendment rights. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday in favor of the school. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Britney Spears is pushing back against allegations that her ex-husband Kevin Federline made in his new memoir. Claims from his upcoming memoir, You Thought You Knew, include accusations of the singer watching their kids sleep while holding a knife in her hand and voicing concerns that she is racing towards something irreversible. However, the pop star is rejecting the claims, and a representative has slammed them, noting that the comments come as Federline no longer receives child support for their two sons.
Here's disturbing information. United States passport isn't as powerful as it used to be compared to other countries. Chris Foster has the report on News Radio 92.3.
A U.S. passport gets you into 180 countries without a visa, tied for 12th place on the annual Henley Passport Index, the first time in its 20-year history out of the top 10. It was the most powerful a decade ago. Singapore's is now, with visa-free entry to 193 out of 227 destinations worldwide, followed by South Korea and Japan. Afghanistan's is the weakest passport, with access to just 24 countries. Henley's a London-based residency and citizenship consulting firm. Its list of the most open nations has the U.S. in 77th place, allowing visa-free access to people from 46 countries. That lack of reciprocity contributes to some countries making it harder for Americans to get in. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Well, actress Penelope Milford is dead at the age of 77. She was nominated for Best Supporting Actress at the Academy Awards in 1979 for her role in Coming Home. She also appeared in the TV play The Oldest Living Graduate in 1980. Her brother confirmed her death and said that she died in New York.
Don't forget Northview High School's Fellowship of Christian Athletes hosting a Field of Faith event tonight in Tommy Weaver Stadium. That free event begins at 6. Field of Faith is a national student-led Christian initiative. Austin, I'll be back in about 12 minutes. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.